Radio Moment, David Lloyd.
So, 17 years ago this week, and a special wedding.
Hello?
Hey, Greg, well done.
Hey.
Mate, you're a married man.
I know.
How does it feel?
It didn't actually hit me until after we put the ring on the finger and we just turned around and, like, saying you're man and wife. It was like, ooh.
A lot of people, like myself, listening out thinking you're bloody crazy. But, hey, you know, madder things have happened and I really hope it works out for you both. I really do.
It didn't. One of the most famous radio stunts of all time. Two strangers and a wedding on Birmingham's then BRMB this week in 99. Some broadcasts themselves become history. Witness here the dramatic announcement this week, 51 years ago.
This is London. Here is a news flash.
And a dramatic pause here for a full 6 seconds. 5, 6.
This is London.
Pause.
We have just heard that Sir Winston Churchill has died. That is the end of this news flash from the BBC, London. There'll be a news broadcast in 15 minutes time at 09:15 Greenwich Mean Time.
And then classical music ensued forever. The death of Sir Winston Churchill, as announced on the BBC World Service this week in 1965. Radio 2 was the first BBC station to go 24 hours, and that was this week, 37 years ago. Sarah Kennedy was on hand for that final close down.
Well, let's have a look at the clock before I do my final and last close down of the year. What is it? Coming up to nearly 3 minutes past two. Nearly 3 minutes past two. Tom Edwards will be propelled by a BBC alarm clock to wake you at 5 o'clock with his early show. So if you are working through the night, only 3 hours to go, and then we'll be back with some more company, some more records.
Good night, Sarah.
Sleep well.
I will. Radio 2 going 24 hours this week in 79. And after that time, a curious programme called You, the Night and the Music filled those small hours.
This is Radio 2 throughout the night on 433 and 330 metres, 285 to 75 metres and stereo VHF.
I think we can probably receive that. Staying with Radio 2, the great Ray Moore hosted his last early show this week 28 years ago.
Very, very lovely indeed. Oh, it is nice to be nice, doling out the goodies with sugar tongs and long white elbow gloves this morning. Willy Boskovsky in the Monte Carlo National Opera. And a thing knocked off one foggy night by Val Teufel and called Bella Bocca. And I'd lay even money and none the wiser now. A note from the school library service in Aylesbury in Buckinghamshire to get me to do...
Some of the best pictures on radio. Ray Moore hosting his last early show this week in 88. He died a year later. This week, 6 years ago, a news station for Liverpool.
It's 6 a.m. on Monday, January the 28th, 2008. For the very first time, this is City Talk 105.9, broadcasting to Merseyside.
City Talk 105.9, launching from Liverpool's St John's Beacon this week in 2008. And how nice that launch nodded to the words of its older sister, launching 34 years before.
It's 2 minutes to six on Monday, October the 21st, 1974. For the very first time, this is 194 Radio City, broadcasting to Merseyside.
Nice touch, and noticed at last. In 1994, this week, it was farewell to Radio 4's Brian Redhead, aged 64. One of his most famous moments was when he squared up to the then-Chancellor, Nigel Lawson, on the Today programme.
Well, you've been a supporter of the Labour Party all your life, Brian, so I expect you to say something like that, but you really shouldn't sneer at these job clubs, which are giving real hope to the long-term unemployed, getting them out of their depressed state of mind many of them are in, and they are going on to get real jobs.
Do you think we should have a 1 minute silence now in this interview? One, for you to apologise for daring to suggest that you know how I vote, and secondly, perhaps in memory of monetarism, which you've now discarded.
Brian Redhead, who hosted the Today programme for 18 years. Happy 70th birthday this week to this chap.
It's 13 and a half minutes before 7 o'clock, and true to form, let's have a look around the British Isles and see what conditions were like a little bit earlier this morning, starting with Glasgow, where it was cloudy, 9 centigrade, that's 48 Fahrenheit. Exactly the same in Belfast, cloudy, 9, cloudy, 10 in Manchester, Birmingham, drizzle, 9.
That was novel, wasn't it? Looking at the weather we'd already had. Happy birthday to Colin Berry, heard on Radio 1, Radio 2, and our Eurovision voice for so many years.
Indeed, this is the BBC in London.
It's 12 years this week since BBC Director General Greg Dyke resigned following criticism of the BBC in the Hutton inquiry.
We got very badly criticised by the Hutton report. Whether that's fair or not fair is for another time, but I think if you're that badly criticised, it's right for the Director General to go. Only by going will we be able to draw a line.
Greg Dyke, 45 years ago this week, and a new BBC local service for Lancashire.
This is BBC Radio Blackburn, serving you, the people of North East Lancashire, on 96.4 VHF. The time is 12 o'clock, and to introduce this first official broadcast, here's your station manager, John Musgrave.
The launch of BBC Radio Blackburn this week in 1971. It turned quietly into BBC Radio Lancashire 10 years later. And from one Blackburn to another, happy 73rd birthday, Tony.
I don't believe a word of it, though, do you? It's
Radio One.
Workers' call time.
It's a great good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, and welcome along to all those of you hard at work, or even if you're just at work, nice to have you with us. Remember the address to write to for the Workers' Call, the Tony Blackburn Show, Workers' Call, BBC London, W1A4WW. And all we need from you is your name, address, and telephone number. And, of course, it is preferable that you're in at sometime between 11 and 12, about sort of 11.30 to 12-ish time. Otherwise, we could well ring you up and you won't be there, and we'll think you're very silly, and we'll throw your card away. Right.
And we thought all the social media mentions now were confusing. Back then, it was the back of a sealed-down envelope, wasn't it? Happy 73rd birthday, Tony Blackburn. And when he was born, the UK had two radio stations. So, with the first test broadcast for Radio North Sea International 46 years ago...
You're tuned to 186 metres in the medium wave band, 1,607 megacycles.
Christian O'Connell airing his first show on what was then Virgin Radio 10 years ago.
What's the funniest rumour you've heard about yourself?
A new sitcom on Radio 4 42 years ago.
We present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army.
And with this released 32 years ago... Those are this week's Radio Moments.